Good morning, everybody. This is April the 8th, 2018, and we're going to do the Prophet's Corner first, Prophet's Corner Uncut. I have like three different words, not real long words, but three different thoughts the Lord had me thinking about this week. He wanted me to relay to you. You know, the first thing we have to remember is greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And also, we have to remember, there are more with us than are with them. That should always be prevalent in our minds that in whatever situation we may face, that's the truth. Okay, the first one is called Count the Cost. And I want to look at a scripture. This is Matthew chapter 10. We'll begin with verse 34. We're going to look at how the Word of God, what the Word of God does. It does a lot of things, but this word started out with these words. Do not think that I've come to bring peace upon the earth. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to part asunder a man from his father, and a daughter from her mother, and a newly married wife from her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be they of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life on my account will find it. Okay, do more. He who receives and welcomes and accepts me, or you, receives and welcomes and accepts me. He who receives and welcomes and accepts me receives and welcomes and accepts him who sent me. He will receive and welcome and accepts a prophet because he is a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives and welcomes and accepts a righteous man because he is a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones, says here in rank or influence, even a cup of cold water, because he is my disciple, surely I declare to you, he shall not lose his reward. So what's he talking about here? When the Word of God begins to come into your life and begin to do work on you, it changes you, and not everybody will always be on board with it. But he's talking about if you take my road, my life, the higher life, if you choose to follow me, then you'll have a higher life. If you choose that other way to compromise because people don't accept you or they don't like you, then we'll have a lower life. We won't have the life that he wants us to have. And whoever accepts us, he accepts. Whoever doesn't accept us, he doesn't accept. That's pretty strong, isn't it? What is he saying? He's saying, I'm in your corner. When you go with me, I'll be in your corner. But there is a price to pay. It's not always good. Some people just don't like the way you look. They don't like the way you sound. You know, you think. But it's because of the Word. You know, we were talking about how last week, when you begin to do the works that Jesus did, you're going to have some demons screaming out at you. You're going to evoke some things. You're going to stir up some things because they don't like the light being shown on their darkness. That's happening in the church. That's happening in our country. That's what's going on right now. And the Lord says, count the cost. This goes with it. Even Jesus in his own household had problems with his mother and his brothers and his sisters, because they thought they knew better concerning him. They tolerated him to a certain point, but when he got out there a little bit, they wanted to take charge of him and try to rein him in and say, no, go back under our religious ways. And he had to say, no, I'm cutting you off. If you're not for me, you're against me. That's the way it's going to have to be in these days, because we've got to be strong and uncompromising, just like he was. Okay, Hebrews 4:12 says this about the sword. What it does. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and spirit and of joints and marrow, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Let's see, what did I put? Okay, I'll read 13. Not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So what's the Word of God doing? It's shining light on the darkness in our own lives. Right now, he's, like we were talking about, he's doing that in the body of Christ today. He's shining the light and exposing the fakeness and the insincerity, the sin of the church, and also our nation, and also in the world. This is a purging that's going on throughout the whole United States of America. This is a reprieve. This is a jubilee. See, we can dwell on the negative part of it, but really the positive side of it is that this is a letting go of bondage. Letting go of anything bad you can think about, really. It's a reset. Like the Lord said last week, it's a reset. Okay? The Word of God exposes what is soulish. See? That's our problem. We waver between two opinions a lot of the time because we have been soulish and we're coming out of what you call soulishness. What is soulishness? Independent thinking, independent actions. Abraham struggled in his faith to receive the promise because he was holding on to soulish desires. God promised him a baby. Well, when it didn't happen, they went and made their own baby. And the Lord said, even when it came time when he visited him again, and he said, Sarah's going to have a son. I mean, he was still saying, oh, that Ishmael lived before you. Oh, that my works, my soulish things would live before you. And the Lord said, no. Galatians says, cast out the slave woman and her son. It will never partake of the promises of the promised child, Isaac. Okay. That's Genesis 17:18. When he said, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. God was trying to tell him again, I want to give you a son. But it'll be through Sarah. Not Hagar. Okay. So the Word of God, if you want to read about casting out the slave woman, that's Galatians 4:22-31. The Word of God helps us to discern between soul and spirit. See, as we come up higher, we're going to begin to recognize when soulish things come our way, because the devil is notorious of mimicking God and trying to convince you that this is God when it isn't. Now, it'd be nice if he was just blatant and you just knew, but he tries to be subtle and trick you. And so when we are keen in the Word of God, we're going to be able to recognize this doesn't really line up with the Word of God. This doesn't really line up with what God has said to me. See, his sheep hear his voice and they follow him, but the voice of the stranger they will not follow. Okay, let's look at 1 Corinthians 2. I'm thankful for this because I've had a lot of things that I tried to do that just fell by the wayside. Just didn't work out. Well, God wasn't in them. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. But the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, investigates, inquires into, questions, and discerns all things. Yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or appraise or get an insight into him. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. So this is what the Word of God does. It helps us to discern between soul and spirit. And if two don't agree, you can't walk together. That's Amos 3:3. When opportunities come and when things come, we've got to analyze it in light of God's Word and also in light of what God has already spoken to us and what He wants, He's requiring of us. Does it fit? Does it fit? See, your gift will make room for you and you'll stand before great men, is what the Scripture says. But if something just comes out of left field and it just goes totally contrary against what you want, what you believe God's requiring of you, I think you can be pretty assured that God's not in that. Now, I'm not saying God won't have us do things that are different. That's not true. But also, we always have the witness inside. I know there's times that I've heard a voice, kind of like when the Lord speaks to me, but something seemed strange about it. You just think, something just didn't set right. Well, it's because it wasn't the right voice. It was trying to mimic the voice of the Savior, but it wasn't the Savior. Okay, it's to get us off course.